Well, guys, it's time now for Ask the CLO. Just in time, Steve Harvey back from the motherland. Ask the CLO, the chief love officer. Here we go.
Yeah,
had
right.
To get it out. Had to get it out, sister. Had to get it out, sis. All right, this one is from Dana in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. She says, the love of my life came into my life by accident, and he worried me half to death until I agreed to go out with him. I'm a professor at a community college, and he is a sanitation worker, but not a garbage man. When I introduced him to my friends and family, he proudly told him what he does for a living, and they judged him before they got to know him. He treats me like a queen, and he loves the Lord. Do other opinions matter?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not at all. And you know what? And your family don't know what this man gonna be. Where we are today is just where we are today. And he keeps waking up in the morning, so his journey ain't over. I wouldn't worry about them people, man, at all. He proud of himself, and you love the way he treats you. Go on about your business, have a great life.
Just want
to
be by
that.
Yourself, worried about somebody else.
Seriously. Man. And who are they to judge? What's so great about their life? The man living a good life.
Mm-hmm. Honest life.
Man, come on. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're moving on to Marcus in East Texas. He says, I've been dating a female, Marcus. I've been dating a female that's 10 years older than me, and she has a 30-year-old daughter that is messing with one of my friends. Her daughter is married, and my friend has been married for only 2 years. I told my friend he's dead wrong for cheating, and I talked to my girlfriend's daughter about it. The girl told her mama that I'm all in her business, and now my girlfriend thinks I have an ulterior motive, or I'm jealous because I want her daughter. So much for trying to help out. How do I get out of this?
No, just get out of it. Stand up and say, okay, my bad. Tell you what, do what the hell you want to do. Go on about your business. I'm using up all the energy I have right now, early, because I feel myself fading.
You're going to be fine, Steve.
So this burst of energy I got, it's taking everything I got.
Just get out of it.
You sound good. You do. So you're telling him just to get out of it, which means what? Stop talking?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question, Shirley. Is he married to this woman?
No, he's just dating her. He's just dating her.
And she's an older woman.
Yeah, she's 10 years older than he is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Her 30-year-old daughter is sleeping with one of his friends.
Yeah. And both of them are married.
Okay, now he told her, and she done told her mama now. Mama, thank you. What ulterior motive could he have?
Yeah. Or he's jealous because he wants her daughter. Wow. That's a stretch.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Man. Uh-huh. Leave that old lady alone. Go on about your business.
Marcus. All right. We're moving on. Jazzy in South Philly says, I'm a 51-year-old single woman that has a history of dating more than one man at a time. I met a nice single man recently, and he's trying to be in a monogamous relationship after we've had a few threesomes and attended a swingers party. He said he wants to put that in the past and just be with me from here on out. When I was in my 30s, I tried to settle down, but after a while, my man started bringing up my past. What's to say this guy won't do the same thing in a few years? What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's his idea. If I were you, I'd be grateful that he still want to do something, because both of you have had a kind of sordid checkered past. Mm-hmm. But if he willing to overlook it and he just wants you and he don't want to do that no more, the real question is, you sound like you don't want him.
She's skeptical, yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. Like, you don't.
She's not done with the threesomes.
Yeah, you know, sound like you got a little bit more invested in that.
Yeah.
51, go sit your ass down somewhere.
Still swinging and doing threesomes. All right.
You don't get your butt home and watch Ready to Love.
On Friday
tonight.
Yes. Hey Tommy, with the title of that show, she don't need no more encouragement.
No. She got love.
Because her answer is Ready to Love. Hell yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But there is someone ready to love her though.
Oh well.
All right. Shia in D.C. says, my brother and I are at odds over comments his wife made when I spent the weekend with them. She said she got me sparkling water since that's what princesses drink. At bedtime, she let me know my bed sheets had a high thread count because only the best will do. Then she asked me if I eat pork or if she had to go get turkey bacon for me. My brother has always teased me about being bougie, and his wife thinks she can do it too. He said to chill because she's only joking. Should I say something to her or not?
Hey, dog, she just joking, but is he over their house?
No, she spent a weekend with them.
Oh, you ain't gonna be up in my house cracking jokes about me. Hell yeah.
No. The sister was at their house, and then the sister came back. Yeah, when she was back, the wife was teasing her like the brother does.
Well, it's just a joke, dog. What you touchy for? You are bougie. So
she doesn't like the wife. She doesn't like her.
That's what it is.
She doesn't like
messing
the wife.
With my man. Talking about what he eat. Don't worry about what he eat. Yeah. You ain't got to feed him.
Here we go, right?
Here we go.
All over here in the Kool-Aid.
The wife is really like getting to her though. I brought you sparkling water since you're a princess and that's what princesses drink. You know she's on her nerves. She wants to say something to her.
She pushing those buttons for sure.
She
on
is.
Purpose.
Yeah, she is.
Well, I'm going to drink this Hennessy Saturday night and come over here with that if you want to.
That's going to be a fight.
So you're saying just let it go, Steve.
It ain't worth it.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta not let people push your buttons.
Mm-hmm. Pick your battles. That's right. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, it is The Nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.